Hello, this is Brother Dwayne Henson welcoming you to the Baptist Light. The common biblical phrase, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light," was coined by a martyr that we Baptists should know. Let's learn. When John Clark landed in the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1637, there was a discussion taking place that became known as the Antinomian Controversy. Antinomian means lawless, and the discussion was about whether one was saved by the keeping of the law or by grace. An interesting part of this was the ability of the common man to partake in this discussion of the meaning of scriptures. For these discussions were taking place in homes and from house to house. For the common man of society to debate the meaning of scripture was kind of a new thing to much of the English-speaking world. How were they able to have this discussion in this era and not before? Well, it was a new thing in history, a new time in history of the world, for the printing press, invented in 1450, had existed less than 200 years. The world was coming out of the Dark Ages, and Roman Catholicism had oppressed civilized nations for over 1,000 years. During this oppression, the common man was not allowed to read nor even hold a Bible in his hand. It was against the law to translate the scriptures into the language of the common man, and Roman Catholicism controlling the world would persecute, drive out, kill, and even burn at the stake anyone who would contradict that law. But with the printing press, books became more prevalent. And in the Massachusetts Bay Colony, most every home had a copy of the Bible written in the English language in their home. For the common man, this unprecedented access to the Word of God, a lamp unto their feet, worked through the spiritual awakening of society and had much to do with the liberty that was then fought for and won about 150 years later through the Revolutionary War. For they understood from reading the Bible that the office of the Pope is the Antichrist of Scripture, and society desired liberty from the prince of the power of the air's false church and Antichrist. Baptists had a great deal to do with this battle for liberty. Many episodes of the Baptist Light have already been and will be used to tell the stories of the Baptist involvement in fighting for liberty. But the Baptists owe a great debt to be able to reach many with the gospel. For many now had the scriptures in their own language. How did this come about? Some would say the Baptists owe the debt to the Anglicans because they translated and produced the King James Bible in 1611, which we hold to and cling to even today. But did they do it on their own? From where did this actually come? The first one to translate the Bible into English from the original Greek language was William Tyndale. Previous English translations had been done from the Roman Catholic Latin translations, but Tyndale went to the original Greek. William Tyndale was born in Gloucestershire about 1494. He was able to have a great education and became fluent in French, Greek, Hebrew, German, Italian, Latin, and Spanish, in addition to his own native English. It was while he read the Greek New Testament that William Tyndale repented and trusted Christ as his personal Savior. This would impact his life as he desired for every man to be able to hold the Bible in their own hand and read the precious Word of God in their own language. In about 1521, Tyndale became the chaplain to the house of Sir John Walsh at Little Sodbury and tutor to his children. John Fox, in his Book of Martyrs, describes an argument which Tyndale had at this time with a learned but blasphemous clergyman who had asserted to Tyndale that we had better be without God's laws than the Pope's. Tyndale responded, I defy the Pope and all his laws, and if God spares my life ere many years, I will cause the boy that driveth the plow to know more of the scriptures than thou dost. In his 1524, he took his plan to translate the New Testament to the Bishop of London, Bishop Tunstall, hoping to receive a grant. But he quickly understood that not only would he not be receiving a grant, he would not even be allowed to translate the Bible into English in all of England. He left in 1524 and moved to Germany, working in exile. It was still illegal to do what he was doing, translating the Bible to the language of the common man, even though Luther had done much in the work of the Reformation there. Liberty was not the law of the land. For that matter, liberty was not the doctrine of the Reformation. In 1524, William Tyndale found a printer willing to risk his life and business to print the New Testament in English. However, the authorities caught word of this, and they were forced to flee. In 1526, he found another printer in Worm, Germany, and printed 3,000 English New Testaments translated straight from the Greek. In 1530, he published the Pentateuch. In 1531, his translation of Jonah. In 1535, he revised the New Testament in a second edition. William Tyndale took the work of translation serious. He said, "I call God to record against the day we shall appear before our Lord Jesus, that I never altered one syllable of God's word against my conscience, nor would do this day, if all that is in earth, whether it be honor, pleasure, or riches, might be given me." We owe Tyndale a great debt. But where did he get his doctrine, his beliefs? What drove him to want the common man to hold the Bible in his own hand and read it? William Tyndale not only translated the Greek New Testament straight into English, but he also was well along in translating the Old Testament Hebrew into English. Translating is not the only debt we owe Tyndale, as he impacted the English language with his translations. He is called by some the architect of the English language. He is responsible for coining many phrases and expressions which we still commonly use today in our language, such as fight the good fight of faith, give up the ghost, daily bread, God forbid, scapegoat, and my brother's keeper, as well as others such as, behold the Lamb of God, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In my Father's house are many mansions, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Seek, and ye shall find. With God, all things are possible. In Him we live, move, and have our being. Be not weary in well-doing, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Let not your hearts be troubled. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These are just a few of the phrases that we owe to Tyndale. But what did he believe? And why? Tune in next time to find out. This is Brother Dwayne Henson with the Baptist Light. Thanks for listening.